female.
Hello.
Now, I've never heard of this brand. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, it's a brand new Chinese brand in South Africa. It's called the JKU J7. And the word comes from Jäger in German, a hunter, Jäger.
Right. Oh.
And the KU stands for cool. So it's hunter cool.
Oh.
Okay. That's how they've. And JKU is a sub brand of Chery. And
okay.
It's the luxury brand. They've also got a Moda now. But Sarah Jane, they have come in with a car that I have to tell you, I think it's going to fly.
Do you?
It is quite the most impressive, luxurious, well-specced, very, very adaptable on like gravel, doing some mild off-roading. It's pricing, when we get to it, you're going to be quite shocked, because okay. when you hear how much it costs and compared to what the competition is, this is a very aggressive move from Chery sub brand JKU. Some people call it Yaku.
Right.
Afrikaans people are calling it Yaku. We had a huge banquet last night. Anelim Dodo was there. Everybody who was anybody, all the influencers of Joburg were all there. It was a very, very exciting kind of entrance, I think, into the. We're also the first country to get the right hand drive.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So listen, I am fascinated by, and I never thought I would be, man. I know I say this every week, but you have given me an interest in cars that I never thought I'd have. But I am fascinated by the moves. I'm fascinated by these Chinese brands kind of just taking over the market. I'm fascinated by how strategic it all is. And it is really interesting to me, because I think it's changing the way we buy cars in South Africa. And you might think, well, that's nonsense, I say, but I really do. And I'm seeing it on the road. I have these conversations with you, and then a lot of what we're talking about, I literally see reflected as I'm driving around, so that people can have in their mind's eye an idea of what we're talking about. Give us some of the similar cars in this segment.
Okay, so what you're looking at is the VW Tiguan.
Yeah.
The Hyundai Tucson.
Okay, big.
You've got a Santa Fe.
Yeah,
hey?
I've got a Santa Fe, yeah.
You would also probably look at the RAV4.
Right,
and the
okay.
Toyota, the Subaru Forester, the Nissan X-Trail, the Haval H6, and maybe the new GWM Tank 300 that was just launched recently.
Okay.
So it's that kind of mid-sized SUV, five-seater. When we get to price, I'll tell you what I've done all the research.
Okay.
And I think what you said now about how it's changing the market, you are absolutely spot on.
Oh, good.
It has been a revelation to me of what is happening in the South African car market with the onslaught. Sorry, someone's trying to phone me. I think someone heard our thing about the book, and now they're trying to phone me. I think that with my own prejudice, and I have to admit, I was like, no, the Jolyon, no this, no that, the Chery. Now I'm like, wow. And this car has wowed me the most.
So, all right. So that's the competition. Target market, I mean, I think pricing, here's where I'm kind of pausing a little bit, is that target market is so often based on people's financial availability, right, and their economic status, right? So you often kind of go, big car, big money, so that's who it's based at. But when we're seeing, like, and I think a turning point, again, correct me if I'm wrong, a turning point for the, particularly for the affordable SUV market, was Haval. Would I be right in saying that?
Absolutely.
Which
was early on, for sure.
Yeah, right. So so suddenly there's that. Suddenly it's not, when we talk about the target market now, it's now much broader than it used to be.
Mm.
Right?
I definitely think that what they're trying to go for is the German car market. The Chinese, and I mean, to be quite honest, even though Jaguar Land Rover is not the German car market, they have taken the chief engineer, Peter John Matkin, who is now working for JKU from JLR, And the chief designer, Chris Rhodes, who spent more than 30 years at Mercedes-Benz,
Wow.
now works for JQ. So what they've done is they've earmarked the most impressive of the kind of classic German British brands. They've
Yeah.
taken them over to China. These guys are being paid a fortune and they are making stunning cars.
So
So there's
smart.
no longer the sense of, oh, it's Chinese, it's not, it's going to break down.
Right.
I mean, this new JQ, it reminds me of the Range Rover
I was
Velar.
just going to
It's
say
got
to you,
the,
it's like the Range Rover, yeah?
it's got the Range Rover Evoque back. It's got the most stunning grille, this
Yep.
kind of, I mean, that grille really
Very
sticks out. It's
American.
got this kind of slatted grille. It's got this kind of very square, boxy, but sleek design. I was stopped by cops on the way to the airport and I thought, oh no,
Oh,
what have
here
I
we go.
done? But they just wanted to ask me what this car was.
Wow. That's so interesting. That's so interesting. All right. So listen, it looks really good, folks. And if you want to go and have a look at it, what it looks like, and that's great. And we can talk about how it looks and how good it looks. However, the proof is in the but the proof of the pudding is in the driving, as goes the common adage. It's all very well to have something that looks nice, but has it got the engine, etc., to back it up, Mel? How does it drive?
That was exactly my fear. I thought, okay, great, look at what is it going to do? So we're using a 1.6 liter 4-cylinder turbocharged petrol engine. Luckily, it's
Okay.
turbocharged.
Yeah.
It's paired with a very, very good 7-speed automatic gearbox, and it offers 145 kilowatts of power, 290 newton meters of torque. We drove it around a lot yesterday in the kind of Joburg area and kind of Mulder's Drift area. We took it into the Lion Park of all
Did
places.
you?
I mean, I don't really like the Lion Park.
No.
It always makes me feel horrible,
I
but we
know.
had to go in there. And I mean, we did a lot of sort of muddy, sandy, sort of rock, not rocky, but rather a gravelly kind of road. Very good off-road. I wouldn't take it into the mountains like a Land Cruiser, but that's
Okay.
not what you're going to do with this car. No road noise as we drove, plenty of power on the acceleration. I was really like, wow, this engine is really good.
I'm just having a look inside. Okay. Quite simple inside the interior. Doesn't look like there's an awful lot of bells and whistles, but then maybe there doesn't need to be.
No, look, so there are no knobs. And look, I do love a knob or two. I
Yeah.
mean, the aircon, I really want an aircon with a knob. They don't have it. For me, you just have to really learn your car when it's all touch screen. But the same thing's happened on the Golf 8. You know,
Yeah.
it's all touch screen. It's very high tech. There's lots of stuff like heated seating, ventilated seating. There's incredible camera. As you turn, it shows the people on the left. The one thing that I found irritating with the JQ J7 is it's again over-invasive safety systems. Now, the Chinese cars, I don't know who is in charge of safety for Chinese cars. There's not one guy. But somehow
No.
they think they've got to almost police you. So if you look to your left and on the screen, it says you're distracted. It shows it on the screen. It goes beep, you're distracted. But all you're doing is looking at your map. So
Right.
this for me is quite irritating. The indicators also have quite a loud beep, 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 beep as you're putting them on. I spoke to the marketing girl from JQ's yesterday, and she said there's a software update that's going to remove this you're distracted, because that was for me an irritating thing.
It is funny, isn't it, how these things that are meant to keep us safe end up just
I know.
irritating the living daylights out of us. Isn't that funny?
But the thing is, I don't like being told what to do. So
No,
you've got
you
to
definitely
remember
don't.
that my personality is like, what are you telling me to do? I'm not
I'm going to
distracted.
do
And
the
then I go
opposite.
into
I
this
know.
kind of, So I think some people might really love that. With me, I'm just like, stop telling me what to do, you silly
I
car.
know. Do you know what? When I lived in Dubai and I had this company car and it was a Jeep something or other, and every time you went over a certain speed, it would beep at you, which is entirely safe and appropriate because you're not meant to be speeding. But I used to end up like the expletives that would come out of my mouth, it used to
Me
drive me
too.
absolutely mad. Stop bloody beeping at me, for God's sake. And it's like, no, it's trying to keep you alive.
And this
car
also tells you when the car in front of you is pulling away, which is actually really helpful. It just says the car in front of you is pulling away. But you're kind of like, well, I can see that already.
I can see that, I know.
So you have this kind of weird dialogue with this car. But look, these are small things. I shouldn't
for
be
sure.
learning that the
no, but I think they are things that people we all relate to. It's like a little irritants that we know are there to keep us safe, but that it just is irritating. Right, we've got to move on because I've been told I've got 3 minutes left. Right, so... We've got to talk about price, I guess. Mm. And I'm kicking myself because I really wanted to guess. And then I was having a look on this article and I scrolled down too far and I saw the price. So I won't be guessing this week because in the spirit of full disclosure, when I guess, I genuinely am guessing, folks. I'm not just looking at and having a thing. So there's three versions of the J7, the Vortex, the Glacier and the Inferno. I can't believe this pricing. Go on.
Mm. Okay, I mean, let's do the starting price because I think this is the one I would definitely consider. The starting price is 549,000 rand for the Vortex.
Unbelievable.
And if you look at it, a Polo GTI is around the same price.
Whoa.
Okay, a Polo GTI.
Okay.
Yeah. And its competition, the Tiguan is around 829,000.
Yep.
The Hyundai Tucson, the all-wheel drive N-Line is 799,900.
Yeah.
You've got the RAV at 809,600. So you're talking about a car that's coming in at about 300,000. Okay, that's not the all-wheel drive. So let's look at the all-wheel drive, which is the top of the range. It's 679,000. It's still cutting them by about 150.
This isn't out yet, or is it?
It is.
Is it's it? It has just hit.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. I am going to be so interested to see. But let's give it 6 months. I'm going to be interested to see what sales are on this and how many units we need to get out. I can't believe I'm saying that I'm interested in car sales, but I am. I really am. I think it's fascinating. It's the Yaku J7 and the larger J8 apparently is coming next year. So that'll be an interesting one to look out for. Mel, thank you very much indeed. Have a safe flight.